This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome, Anthony, team leader of the visitor engagement team.
Thank you, David. Thank you very much.
What can you tell us about the bunny?
Well, it's been a huge hit for our visitors here. In fact, for the first time, we're getting in large numbers younger people, toddlers, even babies in prams. They're all enjoying it. But what has been a very pleasant surprise for us is we've had a lot of young people sort of coming through with autism who've been engaging extremely well with the rabbit. Absolutely love it. In fact, carers...
Excuse me, Anthony, the one problem, you're calling it a rabbit, it's a bunny. Come on, get it right.
Yes. It would be nice if it had a name, actually.
Yeah. Oh, no, there's no name? No.
So with the bunny, look, they've been engaging extremely well, and we've had carers and people with them saying that, look, we've had trouble sort of actually getting them out.
Oh.
But the most amazing story that we had was a woman bailed us up as she was leaving, and she was with a young girl, about 16, who she was in a wheelchair and had sort of, I think, had nonverbal sort of autism. The woman had tears in her eyes as she was telling us. She said when we took her in to see the bunny that, in fact, for the first time in 8 years, she got out of her wheelchair to go and engage with something.
Oh,
that
wow.
That is wonderful. And, you know, we all had lumps in our throats as she was telling us, but extremely amazing. I mean, this when you work in a museum, when you get those moments where people have those significant sort of events or sort of situations, that's it makes your job worthwhile. I can tell you.
And also, Anthony, what it does, and Becky's just standing or sitting over here, I think she is. And you've only just told her that story today, haven't you?
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Wow, which is a lovely story. How do you feel? Yeah, I got big thumbs up. It makes it all worthwhile, doesn't it? For an exhibition like this to be on.
Exactly. And look, sometimes you're not too sure what sort of an audience is going to engage with it. And I think we were expecting that it was going to be older people having fun with it. But the fact that it has been so significant to younger people, and you can imagine over the Easter weekend, we were inundated with people wanting to take Easter photos.
With a bunny, of course. Right, of course.
Yes, kids with the bunnies, and that they would then, sort of post out to relatives. Yeah. But it's been fantastic for us to see how well that the community, especially people we didn't expect, have engaged with it. It's well done.
It does speak so well of the manner in which the artists have thought about the theme of joy.
Joy, yeah.
And created something that not only is nostalgic, but appeals to young people of today.
Yes.
It's such an amazing thing to think of, the fact that we remember our stuffed toys,
mm-hmm.
and yet here we have a nostalgic piece remembering our joy, but in actual fact bringing so much joy to someone today.
And creating a whole new series of memories for these people that these younger ones that sort of come through will, sort of certainly carry that memory of coming along to see the bunny.
The bunny. Now, the wonderful thing, Anthony, is that this is an extraordinary exhibition and an exhibition that you guys should be so proud of here at the Immigration Museum, because it's left of centre. I wouldn't have expected an exhibition like this to be here. What is it like for somebody like yourself that's here, working here with this exceptional exhibition?
Oh, look, it's been amazing for us because it's brought in a whole new audience. It's attracted a whole new audience. But at the same time, here we have the rest of the museum with the exhibitions. There's a message here about our immigration history. There's a message here about how important our multicultural history has been. So this new audience that's coming along that have been attracted by the exhibition Joy are still seeing the rest of the museum. They're still coming to learn and understand about our immigration history. And for us, that's been a double bonus.
Exactly. So, it must be a treat being here. And especially, and I also love it is that the windows, you put colours on it, round circles and whatever. And the sun was pouring through just a while ago. And it's another level, isn't it, of what's going on in this historic, beautiful old historic building.
Exactly. And we're in our lift. Now, we've got a lift that's it's got glass walls. So they've done the same colours on there.
Oh, right.
And it's amazing when we see people come on the ground floor and they go to get in the lift, it opens up and here's these beautiful colours. They're sort of, you know, the awe from people going, oh, wow, look at that. So even our lift has become an experience.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for, you know, like sticking your head in and give us that lovely story. So, you know, that's really nice. Thank you.
Thanks, Anthony. We are here at the Immigration Museum, 400 Flinders Street here in Melbourne for the Joy Exhibition. It's a great opportunity to see so many celebrations of joy, David.
Absolutely, and so diverse as well. You know, like that's what I love about this exhibition. One of the artists that's coming up a little bit later, this is most amazing. What did you call it? The TARDIS.
Oh, the TARDIS, yes. Yes, there's part of the exhibition is a work that has a column up the center of the display space. And if you think back to Doctor Who and his TARDIS with lots of flashing lights, this is reminiscent of that.
Yeah.
Lots of flashing colored lights and patterns and bugs.
Bugs. And the bugs move.
They do.
If you get the app.
And when you get the app working, it works beautifully.
So, you know, like just so much variety, so much different stuff going on.
Indeed. Yep. Sunday Arts is coming to you from the Immigration Museum, celebrating their Joy exhibition.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.